Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. It's going to be a special show today, and it's brought to you by Stan McNabb Automotive, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, McMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves in the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And only at Stan McNabb, once you drive away, can you be assured that you have free oil changes and free tires for the life of that vehicle. I think everybody out there recognizes that song. And you just heard Maestro Joseph Lee. And we also have a special guest. And I think at least most of the people from Donald Chapel and the Reedaville and Kittrell area, they all remember Bertie and Donald. And, of course, my family always called you guys Donnells. I don't know why, but we did.
I don't know. Maybe you just thought you needed to pronounce it like my grandfather used to say, when we get rich and famous, we'll put an E on it and call it Donnell. Until then, we'll call it Donald.
I'll guarantee you my Aunt Nancy McNabb is listening.
Oh, I hope so.
And she remembers you with fondness and your whole family. Of course, so do we. I mean, we all went to church together at the Old Science Hill Church of Christ.
Old Science Hill. That's a lot of memories there. A lot of people there. People like Roscoe Brown.
Oh, yes.
Remember him?
Remember him well.
Arthur Young.
Of course, they're related to me.
Everybody's related to the Joneses.
Yeah, that's true.
I suspect that somewhere down the line you're related to me by marriage.
I bet you we are. I bet you we are.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Arthur Young. He never did give you a haircut. Did he?
Not me. Nobody did. My brother.
And Jerry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah. And Jerry was one of these people that had inspiration written all over him.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Even given the handicap of having muscular dystrophy, he never knew that he was an invalid. He was never allowed by my parents to be spoiled. Mm-hmm. And so he had lots of friends and... Yes, he was an inspiration to everybody, absolutely everybody.
And you're here in supporting Joseph, because you are very big in the arts around here.
Well, I have been working with the symphony for a while. Uh-huh. I'm president of the board of directors, and as such have sort of fallen into in the last year, being everything from the janitor to whatever might need it to be done. It's mm-hmm. sort of like owning your own business. If it needs to be done, you do it and go on.
She works very hard for the orchestra. She does.
Now, Joseph, we were hearing one of my favorite songs.
That was,
and who was actually playing the piano?
That was Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind.
Uh-huh.
And that was Mac Frampton playing the piano with his band, the Hollywood Hills Orchestra. And Mac's going to be with us tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
going to be here in Murfreesboro, and we'll be featured in our second concert of our 30th anniversary season. It's called Romancing the Movies, and that's going to be one of the selections that, our audience will hear, and hopefully lots of your listeners will come out tomorrow night.
Your music is beautiful no matter which genre we're looking at. I love the music that came from the movies in the 40s and, the 50s and the 60s. It's just unbelievable. And how in the world do you pull off something like having this type of concert in Murfreesboro? Of course, I know the venue is just absolutely gorgeous at, at the Methodist Church on Thompson Lane.
That's right. Well, that's a great question, and it's very important to our audience and to this community that we present lots of different types of music. And this season really has something for everyone, and this is what I would call a, straight-up Pops concert tomorrow night, and it's going to be a ton of fun. Not only is it movie music, there's some music from Disney. There is lots of Henry Mancini, and in a few minutes we can talk about some of the special guests that'll be there tomorrow night.
I love Henry Mancini.
Do you really?
Yes. Moon River.
That's on the program.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs of all
that's
time.
That's on the program,
Sure. Oh, wow.
Well, Henry Mancini's trumpeter, Cecil Welch, will be here, and he'll be featured in the program on lots of the tunes. And also Skip Lane will be here, and that was the saxophone player who's best known probably as the voice of the Pink Panther.
And when you think of Pink Panther, you think automatically of Peter Sellers.
Well, yeah.
I mean that's him all over.
Definitely.
But of course, they came out, I can't remember which group it was, that came out with a lot of cartoons featuring the Pink Panther
then. And they used a lot of that music.
And that music came from there.
Who is it that uses the Pink Panther right now as a part of their commercials?
You're right, it does come on.
Yeah, somebody's on TV that you see the Pink Panther walk across the screen occasionally, and I can't remember who it is right now.
He was also in one of the James Bond movies.
Yes.
That's right.
Everybody knows the Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, without music, the movies wouldn't be as good. No. I mean, without music, I mean, what would we be able to do? I mean, it's such an enjoyment. It doesn't matter which type of music you
Without
like.
Without music, the world would be flat.
Yeah, it would be.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's a really interesting sort of exercise that you do in music school sometimes, especially in composition classes. And they'll play a movie with just the voice track, with no music track. And it's just amazing how flat they are. And then, you know, the music is something that we really aren't always thinking about, but subliminally it's really adding so much to what's going on. And it's really interesting to watch a film with only the voices and nothing else, no soundtrack.
Bertie Ann was mentioning about the music a minute ago, and we were talking about Tara and you know, seeing the house and the home and everything, and and she's out there after being digging in the garden, just trying to find something to eat, and becoming sick. And
that's right.
It's such a poignant part of the movie, but it's absolutely nothing without that song. It's amazing. It just makes it special.
I'd say I have to agree with you. And I'm excited it's on the program. We saw, he emailed us a list probably Monday, I guess it was. And when I saw that on there, I was excited. There are a lot of great tunes. Under the Sea from the Disney movie, The Little Mermaid. We have the music from Gone with the Wind. Do you know the music from Chariots of Fire?
Oh, I love it. Especially when they're running alongside the
beach.
That's
exactly the tune I'm talking about.
Oh, and yeah. That is piano music. That's beautiful. He does a gorgeous
it's
job.
It's gorgeous. I can close my eyes and not even watch them and just enjoy it.
Oh, you've got to come to this. You're going to love this concert. The music's gorgeous, just gorgeous.
We also have the theme from The Godfather. That's on there.
Are you going to knock anybody off during the?
We're going to try not to. I think we'll be able to avoid.
Will we hear gunfire or anything? Just kind of get us in the mood.
No gunfire.
No, but we'll have Peter Gunn. I think that's going
to
be on there.
Yeah, it is.
Do you remember Peter Gunn? I do.
I'm afraid to say, yeah, I do.
I remember when it came on.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
I could not wait for it to come on. And part of the appeal was, of course, the music.
Yeah, I remember Peter Gunn, especially when I was in undergraduate school. I swam swim with a synchronized swimming group. Betty Littlefield was our teacher, mm-hmm. or our sponsor, or our director, or whoever. And we did a piece to Peter Gunn one time in the water.
Now, that would have been interesting.
Yes, yes. I hadn't thought about that.
I never would have thought of that as being a part of a synchronized swimming.
Well, we did a lot of interesting things. I hadn't thought about this. Truman, you're bringing back an awful lot of things that I hadn't thought about in 100 years.
We used to play that. We used to play that song in the marching band in college. Mm-hmm.
Before we get on too much into the show already, tell me, a lot of people lost track of you because you left. You went to Vanderbilt, Peabody.
Peabody Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh.
I graduated from MTSU as undergraduate, went mm-hmm. to Peabody Vanderbilt as graduate, left there, went to Louisville, left there, went to California, went to Connecticut, and then back again. So I've been around the world and back again, always as a Southerner. See, I was in southern part of obviously from Tennessee, I'm a Southerner, and I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, which is not that very far. It's still southern. Then I lived in Los Angeles, that's Southern California, and then I lived in Connecticut, that's Southern New England, and now I'm back home again in Tennessee.
Isn't it great to come back home, though? Although I don't think you ever imagined coming back home.
No. When I left here, I figured that I would never come back because there was my world seemed to be changing in a different direction, and there was no reason for me to come back. But then about in the 97 when I came back, my mother needed me. My brother and my daddy were both passed away, and I was at a spot where I could, so I moved back, and my mother and I moved in together, and here I am back in Murfreesboro again.
Is that how you became interested in the arts and in music and things
well,
like that?
Well, I've always, wherever I've been, I've always had tickets to the symphony, wherever that was, and to the opera and to the ballet and those kinds of things. But when I moved back to Murfreesboro, I started going to the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra as a performance, and then somebody sort of hooked me into being on the board, and here I am.
I wonder who that was.
Philip Johnson. One of our board members and our past president. I blame him for all of it.
You know, I'm really impressed with Joseph. I really am. He is right on target when he's talking about music and making it interesting for everyone. Wow. How do you rate the Murfreesboro Symphony as far as some of you've seen some of the or heard some of the best there is
well,
in the country?
The Murfreesboro Symphony is, they're good. They're right up there. You can't, the concert that Joe did as a tryout, which was last year, our first concert, you could not have gotten a better performance anywhere in the world. New York City, I don't care where it was. I mean, that was a top-rated, top-notch performance from our orchestra led by Joseph Lee, and that's what won him this spot. I hope we have. So he really set the bar high. In fact, right after the concert, I called him and I said, Joe, you have set an awfully high bar for the rest of them that are going to follow. One of the things that we do every concert is we ask the audience to rate us. They fill out a little how are we doing slip, and we want to hear from them. And my word, he got rave and more rave reviews. So, needless to say, we're expecting a lot out of him this year. And our first concert, he has not let us down. So
we had a great time. That was back in September. And we had our first concert of the 30th anniversary season, which we called Back to Basics. And it was a hit. We did music of Mozart and Beethoven. And but we're excited about the second one, too. It's going to be completely different. But that's what our audience wants. You know, they don't want to come and hear the same music every time. And they make that clear, and we're ready to deliver.
And, you know, there's some people say, I don't like symphony music. And then you say, well, what is symphony music? Or I like popular music. Well, what do you mean by popular music? Most people think of popular music as music that they recognize. And there's so much classical music out there that you recognize, you just don't recognize its classical name.
Definitely.
And well, one of the things we had last year was we had Nicholas Zumbro, who was born and raised here in Murfreesboro up until he was about 12 years old, and now he is an internationally acclaimed pianist and composer, and he actually lives out in Arizona. he came and did a concert for us, and one of the things that he played with violin was Clair de Lune. Oh, it brought the house down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a song that's absolutely magnificent, mm-hmm. no matter where you hear it, and it is classical music. But everybody recognizes it. So do you call it popular because everybody recognizes it? So that's what a lot of what Joe's doing, too, is we're playing music that you may not recognize the name of it, but when you hear it, I know that. And so that's what we're trying to do, is to give our audience things that they really enjoy hearing.
And music is one of those things that you kind of, if you see anything once that you enjoy, you can always remember the type of music that went with it.
Definitely.
And you talk about classical music, but classical music can be with anything, even Westerns. I have heard classical music during Westerns and used to lead off. I don't know if you'd call it classical or not, but lead off the Lone Ranger.
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
My goodness.
It's classical.
Oh, yeah.
It sure is.
Well, you
Rossini.
Know, what do you mean by classical?
Yeah.
Well, the cartoons are filled with classical music.
Bugs Bunny has
all
over.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what do you mean by classical music? You just mean it's been around for about 100 years. And so we have a lot of music right now that 100 years from now will be considered classical music.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bertie, mm-hmm. because so much music that was considered popular music 100 mm-hmm. or 200 years ago, it's in our, you know, sort of under our umbrella of what we consider classical, but at one point that was popular music. Mozart's Magic Flute, you know, mm-hmm. we think of that as one of the great operas, and we perform it in opera halls all across the world, but when that came out, that was popular music.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times people think of classical music as stuffed shirt.
Yes.
Everybody has got their black ties mm-hmm. on, and they're sitting there listening to the music. And maybe they don't really understand what's going on with it. And I think that's a lot of us. I can even put myself in that category sometimes.
Well, we hope they'll come out and hear the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra, because it's good. These guys are professional musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they perform as professional musicians, and they're good, and you don't have to be dressed in a black tie, and you don't have to do those kinds of things. All you have to do is come, buy your ticket, sit down, and enjoy. That's what it's all about.
And I love listening to it, and one of the good things, Joseph, that you do is you educate the people to what's going on as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a little bit of a chance to become more familiar with some of the things that we enjoy. And I find that the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra is one of the best kept secrets in Rutherford County, because it hasn't gotten out like it should, because we're blessed to have somebody like you and to have somebody like Bertie Ann that had the ability to know the type of person that we needed here.
We make a good team, don't we, Bertie?
We do.
Actually, you do make a good team, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too. I say it all the time.
Now, are you going to do anything tomorrow night except maybe do some MCing, or how are you going to do that, Joseph?
I'm going to be there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be there at the rehearsal.
Meeting
too.
People.
I'll be there and, you know, at the rehearsal, and if they need anything, and I'll help check balance levels mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. I'm not actually conducting tomorrow night. Mac Frampton will be conducting from the piano.
Right.
And it's not the full orchestra. We're going to have Mac and his band, mm-hmm. which is about a 5 or 6 piece band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have 12 members of the Murfreesboro Symphony. So in total, about 19 or 20 musicians. And, typically, Matt conducts from the piano, so that's what's going to happen tomorrow night.
And you are going to have some singers there.
There are no singers.
Oh, okay.
Singers are in December, and we'll talk about that whenever you want to.
Okay. All right. Now, you're also going to have a warm-up session when people start getting there, and I think you're going to have some local talent.
You know, we are, and we're so excited this year. We have incorporated a large pre-concert event in our mm-hmm. lobby before each concert. That starts at 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, the music will consist of Gay and Larry Pinkerton. Do you know the Pinkertons?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Avent Lane will be there also. Gay.
Avent Lane.
Avent, that's right.
Yeah. And you want me to tell you a quick story about Avent?
I'd love to.
Avent and I were partners together years ago at the sheriff's office. And we were riding around, and I had a double-barrel shotgun that did not have a trigger guard on it.
Oh.
And Sheriff Robert Goodwin called us in, and he wanted to talk to me. And I was a sergeant at that time, so I went inside and left Avon in the car. And while we were sitting there talking about what Sheriff Goodwin wanted us to do, it sounded like a car went by and backfired.
Oh.
And Sheriff Goodwin looked out the window, and he says, "What was that?" And I said, "I think a car backfired." Well, really, I was thinking in my mind that Avon had accidentally fired that shotgun in the car. So he said, "No, I don't think so." Well, you could see smoke billowing up in the car. And Avon sitting there, you know, like, "Please don't look at me." And we went over, and sure enough, the whole floorboard was blown out of the car.
Oh, wow.
And I had to take the blame, of course. I did not have a trigger guard on that shotgun.
Maybe
and
I shouldn't bring that up.
It made it very dangerous.
I shouldn't bring that up tomorrow night.
Well, so. Yeah, you actually can. But I can't understand how anybody could play. It's kind of like a bass fiddle. He calls it something like a cello. But if it's a cello, it's got an H in it. It's not C-E-L-L, whatever it is. But I don't know how he can still hear. Because if you've ever heard a shotgun go off in an enclosed area, I can't believe he still has eardrums.
Wow.
But that's Avon Lane.
Well, I look forward to meeting him. I actually haven't gotten to meet him yet. But he'll be playing bass and cello.
He plays every Saturday morning at the Readable Mill.
Okay.
Yeah. With John Blankenship and friend. Great little band.
I love
great
to hear them sometime. Gay sings, Gay Pinkerton. And then Larry plays the guitar. And then maybe when we come back, I can tell you more about the pre-concert activities.
Oh, great. And we want to let you know that part of the show is brought to you by Blue Restaurant and Bar. This portion of the show is brought to you by them, and it's located at Jackson Heights Plaza. They have something for everyone on their menu, from steaks, fresh seafood, pastas, salads, appetizers, and special items unique to Blue. They have 6 items for lunch at just $6. Enjoy their Sunday Live jazz with Avon Lane and Larry Pinkerton that you mentioned earlier. Whether it's enjoying the courtyard at dinner, the game on the big screen TVs, or piano music Friday and Saturday evenings, there's something for everyone at Blue. Blue Restaurant and Bar, located in the Jackson Heights Plaza. Be sure to visit their website at blue-restaurant.com. That's Blue Restaurant and Bar owners Marty Brown and Greg Pogue.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Hello, this is Jim Bryan at First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis. First Bank presents Good Neighbor Events, news of what our local schools, churches, and community groups are doing.
A lot of really important things to do this weekend. One of those being the African American Heritage Festival over at the Bradley Academy. It starts at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning and continues until 5 in the afternoon. Oh yes, that's the one with the big Turnip Green Cook-Off Contest, along with the pitching tournament, family church and historical events, and I understand the Bradley Academy Musical Theater and Band will perform. The African American Heritage Festival this Saturday from 10 to 5 at Bradley Academy. Also Saturday from 10 until 1, the Family Tree Day over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. It's a part of the Murfreesboro Bicentennial Celebration. Learn how to research your family history and preserve old photographs. The admission's free, and since it's a Family Tree Day, everybody gets a seedling tree. The Family Tree Day, this Saturday, 10 until 1 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Saturday is also the First Fiber in the Borough Festival. That's over at the Lane Agri-Park. That Fiber Festival, 10 until 5 Saturday at the Lane Agri-Park. And the Heart Walk is Sunday at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. I'm humbled to be this year's honoree. I've heard from so many of you who said, we're going to be there. I look forward to seeing you and talking with you at the Heart Walk. The activities begin at 1 o'clock and the walk starts at 3. In addition to raising funds for research and treatment for this number one killer of Americans, this Sunday's Heart Walk also raises awareness for heart disease and stroke. The weather's going to be good, so I'll see you Sunday at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, 1 o'clock for the activities and the Heart Walk at 3. Good Neighbor Events brought to you by First Bank.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
It's time. Catch the energy. Blue Raider College football.
Don't miss the last home game of the season as your Blue Raiders face off against FIU on November 26th. It's not too late to experience the Blue Raider triple play. $10 gets you 3 Blue Raider home games, including football, men and women's basketball.
Visit GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Tackle boredom. Catch the energy. Go Blue Raiders.
It's The Truman Show, a look at the people and news shaping Rutherford County with Truman Jones.
With today's guest, Bertie Donnell and Maestro Joseph Lee, Murfreesboro Symphony.
Sausage and biscuits, gravy and grits, home ground, homemade, it'll get you fits. Blueberry pancakes and corn cakes too, I'm a-licking my lips now, how about you?
And that was not the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra. That was John Blankenship and friends. But part of it will be there. Avant Lane is going to be over, I believe. Is that Thursday night?
That's right. Thursday night over at the First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane.
All right.
The pre-concert activities start at 6:45.
And we also had Ken and Sarah Frizzell, Billy Yearwood. And there at the Readable Mill, and Bertie Ann's familiar with that, every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you're looking for a great breakfast and a great venue to eat there and actually take part in history, because the mill will be 200 years old next year, and it's just about a 10-15 minute drive out of Murfreesboro down John Bragg Highway, turn left, and then go directly into Readable. And just go in, see Tom Brady, and tell him how much you appreciate him restoring the mill. And it's one of the few working mills still left in this nation right now. So we're so blessed. And the address is 5418 Murfreesboro Road. And you can call them at 563-6455. And maybe even on the internet, www.readablemill.com. Right now, with his magnifying glass and the funny little hat on as he's searching around with the little pink panther following him and aggravating the devil out of him. Now, this is part of the music that they're going to be hearing Thursday night, right?
That's right. Mac Frampton presents Romancing the Movies with his Hollywood Hills Orchestra and the Murfreesboro Symphony. And lots of music from Henry Mancini. And among those will be the Pink Panther featuring Skip Lane.
Who is the one playing it right there.
That's
he
right.
is the voice of the Pink Panther.
That's amazing. When you said voice, it threw me there for a minute. But then then you rationalized, oh, the voice has got to be the saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Tenor sax.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Now, you were talking earlier that there's a special treat for some of the people listening out there today as far as giving some tickets away.
Absolutely. We'd love to give away 3 pairs of tickets to your listeners. And what do we take? The first 3 callers?
Okay. First 3 callers that call the radio station and would love to go to the concert Thursday night.
Tomorrow
they will be free tickets to the very first 3 that call.
And they'll get 2 each.
They'll get 2 each.
And if they'll just leave their name when they call, we'll hold them for them at will call.
Huh. Can I call? No, well, no, that's not going to work, is it?
You can call.
You know, Truman,
I already have tickets,
we'll
I believe.
You.
I think I already have tickets.
But let me give a little more information about the concert.
Okay.
It is at 7:30, First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane. It's the second concert of Murfreesboro Symphony's 30th anniversary season.
Oh, my.
Mac Frampton, Romancing the Movies. Your listeners can come early, 6:45, and we'll have some pre-concert activities. I was talking a little bit about the music before our break. We also have lots of artists there. They'll be displaying their art, and much of it will be for sale. We have students from Bradley Academy. That's the arts magnet. And that's a school where the arts are they're firmly integrated into the community. It's really a wonderful, wonderful place. We have the St. Clair Senior Citizen Center, the art club will be there. So right there, we've got the school kids. We've got the senior citizens. We really do have artists of all ages out there. Several local artists. We have Karen Brackman. She's a pen and ink artist. We have Pam Mack, who is an oil painter. And then we have a craft artist from Tucker's Swings and Things. So there's going to be a lot to see out there. A lot to see, a lot to take in. And, you know, it's important to us. We believe the core mission of a symphony orchestra must contain education and community outreach. And, you know, we want to collaborate. We want to put a lot of arts in one place and make it a night for our audience, an event.
Got one more pair of tickets. The first 2 are gone to Jackie Hutchins and Tina Harrell. And they're going to just pick them up at the will call window, if that's okay.
Come by will call. There's a big sign when they walk in the door. There'll be a big sign in the lobby, will call, and their name will be there.
Congratulations.
We've got one more pair there.
That's amazing.
That's fast.
That was quick.
Well, maybe there are a lot of people out there that are interested in the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra and listen to your show, Truman. That's a credit to Truman Jones Show.
Absolutely.
Well, now, the credit is to you guys and to the music, because I can't imagine missing out on a lot of this as long as I have, because I absolutely love the things that you guys are doing.
Well, thank you, Truman.
And I don't know how in the world something like that can go without us even knowing what's going on.
I don't either. And I'll tell you, not only when you hear this one, you have to look forward to this Christmas show. The Christmas show is just going to be...
Oh, I'm waiting on
it
that.
It is going to be marvelous. Outstanding. We will introduce the Murfreesboro Symphony Chorus for the first time. Directed by Angela Tipps. I'll let Joe talk more about that. It's
sure.
really his time.
Well, you know, I personally believe that a civic orchestra, an orchestra such as ours, has got to have a symphony chorus, because there's so much great repertoire, orchestral and choral repertoire, to present to the community. Without a chorus, you can't do it. So we're going to present the first part of Handel's Messiah, the Christmas portion, plus the Hallelujah chorus. That'll be the second half. The first half will be a really beautiful brass arrangement of Laude Descenso Magnum Mysterium. We'll also do a suite from the Nutcracker, not the typical one you hear. I sort of like to do my own suite of some of the lesser known dances that are still great, but pieces you don't hear every time you hear the Nutcracker suite. And we'll also do a really extraordinary piece called Russian Christmas Music. It's based on liturgical Russian themes. Huge piece and so much fun.
But it will only be one set in one night. Is that right?
Yeah, one night. So two halves.
How early do people need to start looking for their tickets, to buy their tickets?
Well, you know, that church holds, what, about 1,200
people? About 1,200 if it's packed in there, yeah.
And, you know, we certainly welcome people to buy their tickets early. Mm-hmm. They can also pick up tickets at the door. I'm thrilled to let you know and let your listeners know we have three price points for tickets. Mm-hmm. We do offer a $10 ticket. We have a $25 ticket and a $40 ticket. And it depends on, you know, the ticket that you buy, you know, determines where in the house you sit.
Each one of those are general admission after you buy that ticket. Mm-hmm. The $40 ticket is like the 800-pound gorilla. You can sit anywhere you'd like if you buy the $40 ticket.
Oh, wow. But does it really matter? Because the music is pretty much captured right there inside the building.
Well, that church has fantastic acoustics anywhere you sit. There's really no bad seat in that church. It's just that there are more $40 tickets because that's the floor and the center balcony, and then, of course, the side balconies are the $10 tickets. The back part of the church is the $25. Mm-hmm. That's the first floor. But there's really no bad seat in there. No bad seat.
And also would like to point out that we offer season tickets at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. but actually after each concert we'll prorate the price of the season ticket. Mm-hmm. And the season tickets come out to about $40 a concert, but without our season ticket holders, mm-hmm. we would not be able to do what we do. And not only do you get the choice of where to sit, you also get invited to our post-concert receptions. You can meet the musicians, the guest artists. And our season ticket holders really have a lot of pride knowing that they're supporting us and they're helping us exist.
Actually, the season tickets are five concerts for $140, which is $38 a piece.
Oh, great.
So that's, yeah. So they are less than $40 a piece.
Brian.
Just want to let everybody know the tickets are gone. We've got Terry Vault, or Terry, what was the last
Vault?
One? Vault.
Uh-huh. Vault.
Okay. She was the last winner.
Like Stan and Mike Vault or Peggy Vault.
Yeah. So we've had several calls after that, so just wanted to remind listeners that they're all gone for this time.
Well, we hope the listeners will call in and make a commitment and go out and pay for the tickets. They say we have $10 pricing, and mm-hmm. you can't find a better show for $10 than you'll see Thursday night.
That just shows you, if the word gets out, people actually mm-hmm. love this. Mm-hmm. They really do. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of anything that I had rather do than go out there and enjoy that music and enjoy the people out there. And you don't have to dress in black tie
or anything like that. Parking is fantastic. You don't have to worry about parking. If it's raining, which the forecast is tomorrow, for it to be raining, you can drive up under the portico and get out, and then maybe the husband has to walk in the rain a little bit, but you can. It's just easy parking, lots of parking. There's no cost to the parking. It's easy to find. You go out 231, turn left on Thompson Lane, and it's that big, gorgeous church out there with the mm-hmm. big steeple. You can't miss it. It's beautiful.
Comfortable seating. Mm-hmm. Plenty of space.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that people come early Thursday night? I think it starts around 6:30, I believe, before the concert starts at 7:30.
Yeah, concert's at 7:30. I believe the pre-concert activities get started at 6:45.
Mm-hmm. 6:45.
I recommend not to come at 7:30 because the concert actually begins then. So people want to think about, you know, how much time does it take to go in, look around, buy your ticket. You know, there will probably be a line for the tickets. It generally mm-hmm. wouldn't take longer than 10 minutes to go through, maybe 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you want to get there early enough so that you can sit and relax for a couple minutes before the orchestra tunes and the show starts.
And not only that, but as I said before, in each of the three categories of price of tickets, it's general admission. Mm-hmm. So if you buy a $10 ticket, it's first come, first serve for those side balconies. And although they are good seats,
they could sell out.
They can sell out fast. There's not that many of those. So in the $40 ticket range, if you want to buy a $40 ticket range and sit down in the front, you need to get there in time to do that. But you also want to get there in time to partake of our pre-concert activities in the lobby with the artist. Mm-hmm. They are worth seeing. Murfreesboro and Rutherford County in this area is blessed with a lot of artists that also don't get a lot of advertising or a lot of shows, and we're trying to make that effort this time to combine them with them in our activities as a pre-concert.
I know I sound like PBS a little bit, but I think it's important for people to support this type of art that a lot of towns, communities our size, they don't have anything like this.
No.
And we're so blessed to have Joseph here and your group to bring him in, because we're able to experience things that you have to travel good distances to go or go out of your normal area. And you got it right here in your backyard. How grateful should we be?
There are very few. In fact, I don't even know if there are any towns that are the size of Murfreesboro that has a professional symphony orchestra. And these people are professionals. They're paid to play. It costs a lot of money to put them on the stage for each one of our performances. As a matter of fact, now not particular for this one because we have Mac Frampton coming, but when we have a normal concert, it costs in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $35,000 to put on one of those productions at one time when that orchestra takes the stage. So these people are not people that say, well, I think I'd like to play in the symphony for a while. These people are professional musicians. They are paid as such. They rehearse. We usually have three rehearsals prior to the time that they take the stage, and they are expected to perform at each one of those, and Joe beats on them if they don't do right. And he's very artistically oriented. He doesn't want them to just hit the right note. Of course, that's what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But he does the artistic interpretation, and he does a professional job of that. That's his business. That's what he's always wanted to do since he was a little boy, knee-high to a grasshopper, and he does a good job at it. And the musicians really respond to Joe.
Well, thanks, Bernie. And you know, Truman, there's nothing like going to a live performance. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure a lot of listeners probably have, you know, nice CD collections and great sound systems at home. And they think, well, why do I need to go out and listen to a live performance when I have all this at home? But, you know, the music is what the musicians do with the page. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what happens when they all get together. And a live performance, it happens a certain way and it'll never happen that way again. Mm-hmm. You'll never experience that way again. And a CD, sure, you have great recordings, but you put them on, and it'll happen the same way every time. You know exactly what's going to happen. And, you know, that's not many times, you know, even the great orchestras, they'll spend days making one CD, even weeks making one CD. And it's a culmination of maybe, you know, 30, 40 takes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's something uncohesive about that.
One of the things that you get when you're at a live performance is you see, and we are getting a good response of this with Joseph in the audience. The audience has energy because they respond to Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe and the musicians respond to that, so it becomes this big circle of energy going back from the stage to the audience, and you don't experience that anywhere except in a live performance.
That's right.
And if you're a sports fan, you think about watching a game, a basketball or a football game on TV. Well, it's nice, but there's nothing like being there, experiencing everything that goes on, all the sounds and everything that go on, and just experiencing the energy that exists there. You just don't get that anywhere else except in a live performance.
If you relate that to sports, it's almost like the team's out there practicing. But when the fans are all there, then you're ready to go.
Well, you know, you say, you hear the sports announcer say, get the crowd involved in it. That's mm-hmm. the sixth man on the floor or the 13th guy on the mm-hmm. on the field. And that's certainly what happens when you go to a live concert. The audience really responds with an energy that is transferred to the musicians. And you can see the musicians respond to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of say, if the audience is really enjoying the concert as it's going and it just really reaches them, during those type of concerts, is it proper to bravo and all that stuff? Because you don't want to interfere with the artistic things that are going on sometimes.
You know, that's a good question. I think some people, when they come to concerts, they're afraid they're not going to know when to clap. Mm-hmm. And they're afraid they're going to clap when they're not supposed to. And you know what? My thought, you know, I'm not a real stickler about that. For instance, we did Beethoven's Fifth Symphony just a few weeks ago in First United Methodist Church. Excuse me. We played the first movement, and it is so exciting. And between the movements and the oboe concerto, which was also wonderful. The audience was completely silent. They waited until after the piece to show their appreciation to the soloist, Laura Ann Rawls from MTSU, and our orchestra. But at the end of the first movement of the Beethoven, somebody in the audience just couldn't help themselves. Hmm. And about a quarter or half of the audience started applauding too, and that was great.
Somebody yelled, bravo! And
you
just,
know,
yeah.
You know, it's great. People have emotion. We don't want people to come in there and feel stifled. Mm-hmm. You know, we want them to enjoy the music. We want them to show us that they enjoy it. And if somebody feels like clapping, you know what?
Have at it.
Now, how long does this concert, or the performances this Thursday night, how long will that last?
Well, this concert should be about an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know the exact length, but our concerts are almost always under 2 hours, which is about the length of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Do the entertainers, do they mix or mingle after those, or do they just pack up and head out to wherever they're going?
Well, generally with the Murfreesboro Symphony, it depends from organization to organization, but generally with the Murfreesboro Symphony, we have a reception after the concert. Mm-hmm. Now, generally the entire audience is not invited. It's our season ticket holders and our donors and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But the musicians are invited to that. Guest soloists do come to that. And so there are avenues where audience members can meet the musicians.
And there's nothing wrong with after the concert when the musicians are trying to get all of their music all stacked up and their instruments put away. Walk up on the stage.
Absolutely.
They love it. They love it. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to say, hey, you did a fantastic job. I really enjoyed it. They eat it up.
Bring your pen and get an autograph.
That's exactly right.
Get Mac
to
autograph
your pen. Would they do that?
Oh, sure.
Would. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Skip
Lane. You're talking about a lot of people going.
That's all right. It's all right. Keep them there. That's what they get paid to do.
You were talking about how costly it is to bring these things in. And in my head, sometimes my figures aren't correct. But the tickets alone are not going to pay for this.
Oh, the tickets don't come
not
anywhere
close. No.
The tickets provide about a third of our cost of presenting this season for the symphony, which means that we need an awful lot of extra help from a lot of people. We need businesses that are willing to step up and be sponsors for our programs mm-hmm. at any level they would like to contribute. We do have brochures and we do have programs that we are willing to list these things in to give them some advertisement. The support that they give to the community then becomes well known. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for not only donations from people. We'll take $1. We'll take $1,000. We'll take $100,000. We're not choosy at all mm-hmm. because it takes a lot of money. As I said, somewhere between $30,000 and $35,000 to put on one performance of the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra. And we have 5 of those in a season. So it's expensive. It's worth it. But it's expensive. But we do need the help. Not only do we need your presence, because that is such a... Without the audience, there's no reason for us to be there. So not only do we need your presence there and your appreciation, but we would like to have any other donation that you could possibly give us. We would appreciate it.
And the business, I presume that you print out little forms and relate to which businesses have been donated
mm-hmm,
and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes, in every one of them.
And one thing that you said earlier, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but it kind of stands out to me that there's at least one person or one family here thought enough about what's going on with the entertainment that's going to be Thursday night, mm-hmm. that they were able to pay for that themselves, which is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So that shows you how much that really does mean to this
community. I wish we had more people that just realize how expensive it is. Most people think, well, I buy my $40 ticket or I buy my season ticket at $140 and that does it. But it doesn't even come close. It does not even come close. And you think about, the musicians are paid. What I do is all free gratis. Mm-hmm. All the board members, most of the work is done by volunteers. And if there's anybody out there that would like to volunteer their time or services to help, we would love to hear from you on that. Just call the office, 898-1862. We have a lovely lady in the there by the name of Fran Campbell, and she would just be delighted to have you come in and help her do things.
And here's a man that's always helping out, Mark Pirtle. And we're talking about Mark Pirtle and John Howerton Automotive at 2006 North Main Street in Shebbleville, Tennessee. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, take about a 20-25 minute drive down 231 South. It's on your left before you get into downtown Shelbyville. Go in, have a conversation with them, find what you want, because I'll guarantee you, you can't find nicer people, and the cars are just absolutely fantastic over there. And I wish I was in one right now driving down 231. But after you buy that vehicle, jump in it, drive back toward Murfreesboro, and have yourself a great day. And if you'd like to call them before you leave, it's 1-800-264-6800.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official healthcare providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
This is Kim Hilsman from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Come on down. We've got supplements, herbs, a wide variety of foods. We've also got pet foods, personal care items. So come see us and talk to me or any one of my staff. Sunshine Nutrition Center in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show here on WGNS AM and FM.
Well, Joseph, Birdie, and we just about ruined this whole hour. It's gone.
It's gone, gone.
I don't know what happened. I blinked my eyes and the show's almost over with. Is there anything else we need to cover, Joseph, that you can think about?
Well, I would love for your listeners to know that the selection they just heard from West Side Story, that was the Murfreesboro Symphony.
Wow,
back in September of 2010, that was the concert where I sort of had my audition for the orchestra. And I'd love to have them out tomorrow night, 7:30. Mac Frampton, Romancing the Movies. The concert's at 7:30. Pre-concert activities start at 6:45.
And what we heard on the radio is not even close to what we're going to be able to hear Thursday night. Because we're going to be there in person.
Exactly.
And enjoying it with all your friends. I mean, what better night could you have?
Exactly. And your listeners can find more information about the Murfreesboro Symphony, about tomorrow night's concert, and about the entire rest of our season at MurfreesboroSymphony.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can call our office. Birdie, you had that number?
898-1862. It's very easy to remember.
It is. Mm-hmm. Great year, actually.
Actually,
yeah.
That's right.
Remember it well.
Yeah, right. I don't admit to being that old.
Me either. Actually, you're starting business again. What in the world are you up to?
Well, I'm going to start, hopefully, the target date for the opening day is December 1 for a jewelry store on Robert Rose Drive, and it'll be called Donald or Donnell, whichever your preference is, jewelry. And we will have fine jewelry, citizens' watches. We'll be opening the whole month of December with a Christmas sale. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be a fun experience. I love jewelry.
And you're always thinking ahead, December 1. What a great time to be opening up
a
jewelry
store. That's
exactly
right. And to start off with a sale.
Oh, you're going to start off with a sale?
I start off for the month of December up to 50% of.
Oh, my goodness.
Up to 50% off on this stuff.
You got out of your mind?
No, I'm just trying to get some business in there. I want them to know that we're going to be there and that it'll going to be a nice jewelry store, and we'll do repairs and sell jewelry and design jewelry and help you find what you'd like to have.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And they couldn't deal with a nicer person than you, Bertie.
Thank you.
And Joseph, this has been a pleasure again. And you can come on our show as many times as you want to.
Because I really appreciate that.
You really bring something different in, and you really make it enjoyable. And a lot of people, they think that when you're listening to that music, you have to sit up with your back straight and kind of be uncomfortable almost in your setting. And that's not the way it is. Just come in and just really have yourself a good time.
You know, this is about the most relaxing radio program I appear on. And when people come to our concert, they're going to be just as relaxed as I am now.
I hope they are.
Yeah.
We're all going to have fun.
Exactly.
And I will have to be a little late. I am going to apologize already because I have to be somewhere. But I'm going to be there.
We'll save you a seat.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. See you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock.